Welcome back to another episode of Weird and Wacky World. This time we're talking about things that people do that are stupid, called Stupid Is As Stupid Does.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, everybody does stupid shit.
Who said Stupid Is As Stupid Does?
I think that was Forrest.
Yeah.
Run, Forrest, run!
Is this going to be our first four-hour episode?
Just like the movie.
There's a lot of things that people do are stupid. And we know they're stupid, but we do them anyway. Now, I must say, the last few episodes we've been talking about UFOs. We thought, you know, let's go a little bit lighter. Let's wait for the announcement. We'll take a break from UFOs. We'll come back. We'll talk maybe about like abductions and stuff like that. But we thought we'd go a little
the
lighter.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, the fun stuff.
Okay, here's the first one. So we come over here to do our show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we ask, oh, you know, you make some coffee.
So he makes some coffee
and Cha asks him, what'd you say to him?
Well, first I asked, how much coffee do you, what kind of coffee do you use?
Yeah, I just pre-qualify this. I usually, 99% of the time I drink tea. I don't drink coffee hardly at all.
No guff. So last week we had coffee.
Yeah.
And no one said anything.
No.
But Cha and I apparently had the same thought. This coffee's a little weak. Like you put the rate, your amount of cream in, or if you take cream and, you know, and then you pour the coffee in and the cream's still cream.
Tastes like okay to me.
It looks the same. It didn't even darken it at all.
Yes. So instant latte.
So we found out.
It's a latte,
We found out instead of using 5 to 6 scoops for the amount of water he was putting
in.
It was a craft. You're supposed to put four, five, or six scoops.
Yeah.
You're putting in one.
No, but one of the big scoops heaping.
Still wasn't enough, dude.
Look at him putting up a fight.
I know. You put the wrong amount in.
I didn't put enough in.
I put my like 3 or 4 drops of cream in, all there was a mushroom of white in my cup.
I know. It was like pouring water in there.
So what did I do?
Well, you made us a new one.
You saved on coffee. You haven't bought coffee since 2011.
Well, you know, I'm a little frugal.
Yes.
So anyway, I dumped a craft out. Yep. I put in five heaping spoonfuls.
And it tastes fantastic.
And
now.
I made you a new craft of coffee.
Yeah. And how is it? Now it tastes like coffee.
Okay. And then after that, we came in here and we did the Weird and Wacky World weigh-in.
Oh, the weigh-in. I was afeared.
Yeah. Now you thought you were going to be heavier.
Not heavier, but the same.
Truth be told, when you got on, it did say error.
It said error.
Three times. One at a time, please. Yeah. What the hell?
But as it turned out, you were less.
I was less. I was a pound and a half less. So.
Yeah, you're a pound and a half less.
Well, let's get numbers. What is it?
Last week, Queeks was 230, and this week he's 228.5.
That's right. So
jeez.
There you go.
Wow.
Last week, Cha was 228. And drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
This week he was 224.5.
Wow.
3.5 pounds.
Honestly.
Boom. You know why, though? Because last week he had his wallet and a whole bunch of stuff in his pockets. And this week he just took it all
over. Two rolls of quarters.
No, I didn't.
I know what's going on.
Yeah. No. And then last week I was 175, and this week I'm 174.5. So I'm in the right direction.
He just skips over it, eh? Like half a pound. You suck.
Well, you guys have got, 50 pounds on me? So I think...
Listen, buddy, you're in the right direction. Right? We all went down, so that's good.
All right.
That's good. So anyway, stupid as stupid does, there's the coffee story. Putting in the wrong amount of coffee.
Yeah, it tasted okay to me.
You should have RTFM'd it.
Yeah, I know.
What's RTFM, Cha?
Read the fucking manual.
Absolutely.
What? Tell that story.
What? What? No. We'll come back to it another time. We'll do that on a retail show. We were going to do a retail episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the fat woman at the circus. Another story. Okay, go ahead.
No. The other one. Yeah. There you go.
We have a lot of stories.
That's for sure.
Okay, so we're going to talk about stupid things people do. Let's start off with the one we talked about a few times. And that's when, you know, you got to get up in the morning.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah. And you're going to set the clock. But you think, you know what? I better set it ahead by 15 minutes to fool myself to think that it's really, and it's stupid. You set the clock so
you
that
do
you
that?
Don't fool your, who are you fooling? Yeah, you set it ahead. I'll set it ahead 15 minutes ahead. Well, just set it and get up.
For the love of God.
But everybody does it.
I don't do that.
I don't do that.
No, me either.
No, I don't do it. Don't say everybody. I don't do it.
Well, I don't even need this alarm.
Well, because your wife gets you up.
Well, that's true, I guess.
What about your son? How does he do it?
He sets about 4 or 5 alarms. The first alarm is just like a warning shot, like just to stir him slightly. Yeah. Right, doesn't fully awake, then the thing will shut off. Then
hold on, I'm confused. Hold on, right now I'm confused. So he sets a bunch, but when the first one goes off, who silences it? Him?
He may, or just keeps going.
Does it go? Is it just go off after a while?
Well, then I think
I don't know.
Or the second one kicks in and a different ringtone, a different alarm sound.
It's like the beginning of Back to the Future, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
All the clocks are going off, remember?
Now, I do have to admit that sometimes when I use Google Home to set my alarm. It just asks me at night when I say goodnight, what time you want the alarm.
Yeah.
And I'll tell it. And then it wakes me up in the morning. Sometimes I'll say, hey, Google, snooze, and it gives me.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Snooze is the best invention ever. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
But do you get up on the first alarm?
I don't set an alarm.
Is that right? Oh, Google's chiming in here.
Yeah, Google's chiming in.
Because we said Google.
Yeah. I don't set an alarm. But snooze is the same thing for setting the clock back the wrong time. If you just set an alarm when you're supposed to get up, you hear the alarm, you turn it off, you get up. How much more complicated should it be?
How many people actually do that without having some kind of trick?
I do when I need to get up and I set an alarm. I set one alarm and I get up.
Well, that's true. If I'm getting up to go to the gym or going fishing or have to meet somebody, yeah, I set it and I get up.
Yeah.
Why 9 minute snooze? Has anybody figured that out yet? Why is there a 9 minute snooze? Why not 10? Just give me 10. Why is it 9?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I want to know. Well, there's got to be a reason for it. We need to have somebody on the show who is a clock manufacturer.
Expert.
Why 9?
9 minutes.
Why? Is that hard set?
Yeah, yeah. It'd say snoozing, then it adds.
It's
9 minutes.
Yep. That's because when they're programming the electronics or the chips. They program with a single digit, so they can't go beyond a two-digit or two.
Is this the answer?
Charles, is this the answer?
That's my answer.
That's a pretty good answer.
I'm almost satisfied with that answer.
Yes, because it's very limited, the electronics and those old clerks.
Yeah, good for you.
Whatever.
Charles, our tech guy. Whenever we have a tech question, we ask
Charles. There it is, Charles. Yeah, explain the snooze to us, and there it is. I'm good.
Okay.
Why? So what happened to all the clock manufacturers? Who goes out and buys an electronic clock? Everybody uses their phones now.
Yeah, phones.
Well, that must have done a lot of damage to, clock companies, no?
But you know what I missed, though? I was doing that. You know what I missed? Just waking up and looking over to see what time it is. Like, is it 3 a.m. or is it just before sunrise? Well, 6?
You stand your phone up.
No, I have that. I have a Google display in my...
That's where I was going. So the Google display is perfect. You know, you have your AI, plus you have that display, and it dims down at night. It's perfect.
Yeah. You know what I used to have? I used to have the projection clock where it would project it onto the ceiling. Uh-huh. The time. So you just wake up and look up, and in faint green on the ceiling... It shows you what time it is.
Yeah, I had one.
I had one of those projection things in the ceiling, but it wasn't the time.
It was SpongeBob.
It was SpongeBob.
But yours sounds cool too.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you what was projected up there. Yeah. You were definitely projecting something, and it wasn't on the ceiling.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay. Here we go.
Cha always takes us off.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, that was you that time.
That was Cha's fault.
You sick bastard.
All right. So what else we got? What else? What's another stupid thing that a lot of people do?
I got nothing.
That's it. I'm done for the show.
Oh, what about you brought this up, Queeks, before. When somebody pushes their button on the keychain for the car.
It drives me nuts. You know what? We just had this conversation again.
But I explained it to him a bit.
Yeah, well, so it depends what model car you have.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
Cha said when you push it the first time.
Yes.
Right? What does it do?
It locks the doors and it'll flash the lights, but it won't honk the horn.
But what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. But if you want the alarm to be set.
No. I don't think.
People need that.
Yes. Do you think so?
People There's need a security that auditory feature. Confirmation. They just need to hear it.
Okay.
They need to hear it.
So why do it 2 and 3 times?
The beeps. Nothing worse.
You walk in with your cart back to the cart drop off in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You walk by a vehicle. Beep beep beep. Right in your face. Someone coming out of the store. Right. Now, either they're trying to find their car because they're too freaking stupid to remember where they put it.
Wow.
Right? Or they just like to hear the beep.
No, you know what it is.
Or they're trying to scare the shit out of
you. You know what it is. You think you feel strongly about this?
Wow. Oh, I can't stand it.
You know what it is?
What is the multiple beep?
Usually, people get conditioned because their batteries start going, and sometimes you have to push it more than once or harder.
Just get an answer for everything.
It's true. Because you push it once and like, oh, it didn't work, or you're too far away. So people just start mashing it until they hear the beep. And then by the time you've already started mashing it, the
beep, beep, beep.
Get a couple beeps out of it.
All right. There you go.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Okay. How about, here's another one. Yeah. You're in the hotel. You come on over to the elevator. There's two people standing there.
In the elevator?
No. Outside in the hallway. Waiting for the elevator.
What are you doing in a hotel, Oat?
Yeah.
I used to travel a lot.
You by yourself.
Oh.
All right, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, there's two people standing there. They've already pushed the down button.
So it's illuminated.
It's illuminated. Another person comes up and pushes it again.
I just want to slap them in the side of the
Another head. Person comes up, looks, pushes it again. Like, it's already lit up, moron.
Well, just in case, you know, let's push it again. Just in case the button is
people
lit up.
People feel
it's
they
not
have
working.
To push it.
No, like, you know why that is? You know why that is?
Tell me.
Because they're stupid.
All right.
There it is. Chop, finally. No answer. Except for the right one. Because they're stupid.
Yeah. So just pushing an illuminated button when you already know it's been pushed.
Yes.
Well, it could be worse. You could pull an elf inside and light them all up. Remember an
elf?
Oh,
yeah.
Looks like a Christmas tree. Look at all the lights. Ooh, looks like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, that is kind of silly. People just need that gratification of feeling that they've depressed the button.
Yes.
Yep.
They're in control.
That's right.
They made the elevator.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yes.
right.
If I didn't come up here and push that button, we'd have been standing here all day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Okay, how about walking from one room to the next and forgetting why you went there?
That's not stupid. That's just getting old.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who doesn't do that?
I do that.
I don't.
I do.
Chai,
lately I've been doing it a lot.
Chai, you don't even know where you are right now.
Get out of here.
It's true. I do it.
Yeah.
I'll walk like within seconds.
Well, I'll go from one room to the next, and it's usually when I get distracted, I'll see something. Oh, I have to do that or put something. And then I turn back and went, okay, where was I going? What did I have to do?
That's pretty bad.
That is bad, man. I know.
Don't worry, we're here for you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
It's okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's common.
Yeah. Actually, we have a pact among us. Whoever starts to go a little, off.
Or off?
A little old and dementia or whatever.
You're off right now. Should we just hold a pillow over
your
face?
No, I was going to say, get out the pillow.
Yeah. Get the old shotgun out.
Oh, yeah, no, that's for sure.
And actually, it's getting pretty close. We got to start taking notes.
Our names are Queeks and Chip. Sorry. That was on our Inside Rock podcast we did last week.
Well, Chuck couldn't
remember my name. He kept calling me Tweaks. And he was serious.
Yeah. I would have said it all night, too.
And then we looked at him. And what? And he called me Tweaks again. Anyway. So, who here pees in the shower?
That's disgusting.
Well, do you?
I do
oh
not.
Oh, my gosh. Queeks does.
I do not. No, come on. Come on. Admit it, Cha.
Yeah, I do.
Boom. Oat.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I can say I do.
Sometimes I don't plan.
Now, see, you plan on it.
Sometimes I purposely hold it to pee in the shower.
See, it's I
such
don't.
A, such a free thing. Like
it's liberating.
Liberating. Yeah. But you got to make sure you pee right in the drain. You can't have anything going around your feet.
Oh, God, no.
I'm just saying. You got to go right in the drain.
Plus, the last thing you do is rinse off your legs before you turn off the water, just in case there's a little bit of splashage.
Jeez, you got some good pressure there.
I remember watching an episode of David Letterman and Madonna was on.
Yeah.
And she said, she goes, yeah, I pee in the shower. Dave, do you pee in the shower? And Letterman didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
She put him on. She always did that when she went on.
Oh, yeah. She messed with him.
Yeah. She talked about how the urine sanitizes her feet. I swear. I'll see if I can find that clip. I'll put it in
That's
the show
hilarious.
Notes.
That's hilarious. Well, George Costanza, remember the Seinfeld episode?
Yeah, I'll try to put that one in there too, clip to that one.
Yeah. He admitted he pees in his shower.
Yeah,
well. Oh, why not? It's going down the same drain.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Why not?
Well, it's a little easier for guys. They can aim at the drain.
What are you saying? Chicks can't aim?
No, but it might go down your legs with their legs
tough
and stuff.
Just stand over that drain, give a little squat, they're good to go.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
Hey, you know what's what I do? It's kind of stupid.
What?
You know what I do? It's kind of stupid. Sometimes my wife will go out and buy, she likes mint chocolate chip. I can say this because I know she doesn't listen to us. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. And she'll buy me a tub of Oreo. Oreo ice cream is the best.
Not a container. A tub.
A tub.
A yeah. tub.
Already container.
But did you notice how he's very, you know, serious about the tub part of
tub.
It?
Tub. Yeah.
Anyways.
There it is. Okay.
Right. So then, okay, that's great. Oh, that's very nice. You know, we'll have some ice cream then. Then I'm working from home now. So she'll go to work. You know, after having a sandwich for lunch, I think, some ice cream would be good.
Wait a minute. And you've already lost weight. What's going on?
This is pre-event.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not true.
I was going to say.
It was this week.
I'm going to call Jack and tell him to give me an inventory of the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there's about four tubs of ice cream in here.
So I'll have a bowl of ice cream for lunch too, right? And then that night, you know, the next night or whatever, she won't have any. And she'll fall asleep on the couch. And, there's ice cream in the fridge. So I'll go have some ice cream. Right. And then as I'm scooping it in, I'm like, holy shit. So now if the next time she goes in to get ice cream for us, she'll notice 3/4 of hers, you know, is still full of ice cream.
And yours almost
Mine's
gone.
Almost gone. Yeah. So I'll purposely have a massive bowl of ice cream and then go out and buy a new tub and put it in the fridge.
See, I haven't had any, honey.
Yep.
You better hope. That she's not listening.
Oh, dude.
I feel a phone call coming on.
You don't.
I busted him last time.
I know. Freaking rats me out.
I know. I would never do that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
You should have heard what he said at the last podcast.
And then on the way home, wait, what's your podcast name?
I didn't tell her.
But isn't that genius, though? Freaking genius. Although, when you are getting down, when I'm getting down to the last, that bowl is full of ice. Because I got to knock it off now. Because I'm buying a new one.
How the hell are you losing weight?
I don't know.
It's diet ice cream.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Oreo. It's the best.
Oh, my God.
What if we get Oreo as a sponsor?
Oh, we could.
Get Oreo ice cream as a sponsor.
Oreo, if you're listening, if you are, send Cha some free ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I'll promote it all the time.
All right.
So that was kind of an oddity thing I do. I should really stop that. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, so you're in a restaurant. The waiter brings the plate over and says, be careful. Don't touch the plate. It's hot. What's the first thing you do?
Probably going to touch the plate to see if it's hot.
He could be lying to me.
Well, you know what? You know why I would do it?
Why?
Like, what's this guy call hot? Like, come on. Wait, how much of a man is he? I'm going to test this theory and I'll touch it. See, I can grab it.
No, usually when they say it's hot, it's pretty freaking hot.
Well, he brings it over with a steamer towel, and he puts it down holding a towel. He's not even touching it, and he might be careful.
Well, no, if you can hear the thing still sizzling, then I'm not going to touch it. But normally,
it's just automatic reaction. The plate's hot. Don't touch it. He turns his back. First thing you do is touch the plate.
That's pretty dumb.
It is dumb. Stupid. I told you it was hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Okay, so what else you got there, Oat?
Well, you know, when somebody says something to you, you're in a conversation, and you don't hear what they said, but you've already finished saying, excuse me, or pardon me, a few times, and you didn't hear them, but you just kind of laugh and nod, hoping to hell that it wasn't a question, and just hoping that laughing was the right response.
I've done that.
You know, so that...
I've done that.
You know what I do in that case? Hmm. I try not to do what you just explained because you never know, right?
Well,
he could have just said his wife just died last week.
Yeah, my cousin died last week.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah,
that's not good.
So you know what I do? If somebody says something, well, hopefully it's not as drastic as a death, but what I'll do instead of laughing, I'll say, oh, by the way, you know what happened to me last week? So just total diversion. And that way, right? Like,
and then they think, well, what I had to say wasn't as important what happened to you last week,
you
bastard.
You sensitive bastard.
Yeah. That's what right, I would think.
I guess from now on, it's ho, ho, ho.
That's great.
Yeah, that would be worse.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It depends what he says.
Or she. But actually, you know what? Yeah, whatever. Then speak up. Stop babbling. What'd you say?
You know,
right?
You know,
we're very critical.
Whenever there's a group of people around now, I can't hear crap. I can't hear. Like, there's too much going on, especially if you go to a place where they're playing music. You know, and you can't hear.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
That's called, should we break it to him?
Yeah. You're getting old, dude.
You're going deaf. Probably.
Well, you've got that ringing in yours,
oh,
too.
Oh, tinnitus,
right?
Baby. Yeah, it's yeah. It's like the record case. I have the worst case of tinnitus known to man or woman.
I think I do.
We no, both there's have no it. Way.
Oh, you both have. I don't have it.
Pardon? Yeah.
I don't have it.
What'd you say?
Just didn't stop that ringing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's brutal. It's brutal. Mm.
So, all right. Okay, so you sit down, you try to turn the TV on with the remote. Now, heaven forbid you actually go up and turn it on. Actually, it's hard to turn a TV now on manually because you can't find...
What'd you just say?
TV.
Okay, go ahead.
You can't find the TV controls on the TV. You have all to use right. the remote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the remote doesn't work. So what's the first thing you do?
Probably give it a whack. First thing I do is Google, turn on the TV.
Yeah, I know. If you don't have Google.
Oh. Yeah, I would give it a whack.
You slam it on the table or you hit it.
Or your lap or whatever, your knee or the palm of your hand. Give it a whack.
Okay, again, there's an explanation for
this. Like sometimes it works.
Well, it's the batteries. Now, actually, I don't always do that. I'm just going along with you. What I would do, I would take the battery compartment off and I just kind of roll the batteries.
Making sure
there's a good contact for the batteries. Sometimes when you roll them and it works. If the battery sits in the same position all the time on that same contacts.
I think the contacts start to oxidize, I think.
Yeah, it could be. So you take the cover off and roll them. But most people will just give it a whack. Think that's going to help. So it probably does.
It's not really a stupid thing to do.
Well, it's the lazy man's way of fixing the problem.
It's just smash the remote. Listen, those remotes are built to be dropped, tossed. I mean, they're built for that.
I mean, how many people actually get up to change the channel on a TV?
There's a way to change the channel on the TV?
Exactly.
Didn't know that.
Nobody does that.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, why would you do that? It's ridiculous.
Remember at home, our old TV, we had the dial that you had to turn, and you put a little piece of cardboard in to keep it tuned in?
Absolutely.
I know.
A little wedge behind the dial.
Yeah, just to keep
it. And then the remote was invented, but it was wired. Remember, it was wired to the television.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
with
a cord. And that was, oh my God, we don't have to get up.
See everybody? And they're wondering why they can't hear very well.
Pardon?
See?
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're driving in your car.
Yes.
And
somebody cuts me off and I want to kill them.
Well, that happens every 5 minutes.
Oh, no, not that? Okay.
Yeah, and you're listening to music. It's kind of loud.
Yeah.
And you realize, oh, I think I'm lost. Right?
Yeah.
So you're trying to find the sign to turn, and you got to turn the music down so you can see better.
Well, it's not really to see better. I know that's where you go. You turn it down to concentrate.
Yeah.
But yeah, whenever you get lost or whatever, yeah, you tend to turn the radio down. Like, wait a minute, I got to think here. That's why I do it. But I do that. I turn the radio down.
Yep. Shaw?
I can't relate. I'm sorry. I don't know what you guys
have done that many times, Murphy.
You turn it up.
No, I have a GPS.
No,
I don't.
This is before GPS.
Oh. No.
Really?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Okay, Chow, you used to do a lot of traveling.
Yes.
When you travel, how many sets of underwear did you take for like a 1 week trip?
What, like 7 days?
Yeah.
I'd probably take like 9.
Because on two of those days,
he's gonna shit himself.
He's gonna shart.
I think this is my question to answer. Did you not answer me?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't poo my pants.
Oh, so you're gonna pee yourself?
No.
Then. So
no.
Why the extra two?
No,
why?
He pees in the shower. He doesn't pee in his pants.
Because. So if I'm at a trade show all day, mm-hmm. and you come back to the room, you're going to go for the night with the guys and stuff. You have a shower at like 6 o'clock. I'm not going to put on the same pair of underwear. So I put on a clean pair.
Good answer.
And then in the morning, you wake up.
He's always got an answer, right?
He's a good answer.
Yeah. Then in the morning, you're out all night in these underwear. So in the morning, you're not going to put those on either. So you go through 3 pairs in 48 hours.
That's good. You know, 7 to 10 pair for a week. You know what? Yeah. That's probably right.
Yeah. That's good, buddy. You're a clean person.
Thank you.
I traveled with a guy who thought he wanted to be frugal during his packing. He wanted to take the smallest suitcase as possible. Plus, he had to make room for souvenirs or stuff that he was going to buy when he was there.
Fair enough.
So he always brought old underwear. Like, for a week, he brought 10 or 12 underwear. And after he wore it, he'd throw them away.
What?
That way, there'd be more room in his luggage for other stuff he was going to get while he was there. He could just have the smallest luggage possible. Yeah, he would throw his underwear away.
I think he's kind of a freak that way.
Well, no.
Underwear isn't cheap.
Well, I think he would bring old. He wouldn't throw away like his Lululemons or whatever they're called. Or what.
Lululemons. Yeah, I hung around with guys that wore Lululemons. Oop, I just snorted. Whatever.
Well, he's right. Underwear's not cheap. That's kind of
it's not.
That's kind of weird, to be honest.
They're old underwear.
Underwear do you have?
I apparently had a lot. Just throw them away.
You know what? That's another good podcast.
What's that?
You could do travel stories.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of those.
Oh, geez, dude. I got a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We should do that.
Mark that down.
Mm-hmm.
Travel stories. Yes. Okay, I'm marking it down. Okay. What's next?
We got to call Lululemon and ask him for a little feedback on the plug we just gave him.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark that down.
Okay, here's another one.
Yeah.
You're going to cook something for the first time. You haven't cooked this before.
I don't cook. I have a wife for that.
Oh, wow. That was queeks.
Ouch. Okay, let me explain.
No,
in case we all sound alike.
Let me explain.
In case we all sound alike. I'm not allowed to cook.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. She obviously doesn't listen to our podcast either.
Thank goodness.
You don't think that she would be appreciative of you cooking dinner one night?
If I cook dinner one night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's setting a standard.
She would ask, what did you use? What are the ingredients?
That's not worth it.
Forget it.
No,
I forget it. I would just order something. That's what I do. If I want to give her a break, just order.
So you don't cook at all?
No.
See, I like cooking.
I wouldn't know. The last time I cooked was when I was on my own.
And, holy shit.
And well, listen, I make breakfast. I'll do the simple things. I make breakfast.
Cocoa Puffs?
No, I don't eat Cocoa Puffs. Shreddies?
No.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The last time I had cereal was here at the podcast. That was the last time I had cereal.
Dude, I had bowel cramps after that night.
I guess
too much
so.
Sugar.
Captain Crunch.
It was good, though.
So. It was awesome.
I know.
I won't go into it.
The Captain Crunch incident.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no, I don't cook. I just don't. Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
Well, try it out.
For who? Me? She won't eat it.
For her.
No, she's too, she has a
set of standards. She's very particular.
Oh, you know her, right?
I know.
Well, then cook appropriately.
Yeah, but she's an awesome cook. When I go over to your place for dinner, I look forward to it because it's always awesome.
Why do you think I'm the one that weighs the most? I know.
Yeah, I know. She's a great cook. Anyway, what I was saying is that you're going to cook. So let's say it's a frozen pizza or let's say it's some spring rolls or something that you bought in a box. Throw the box away, get everything out, put it on the tray and then realize, oh, shit.
Instructions are on the box.
How long do I cook it and at what temperature? Then you got to go rifling through the garbage to find the box, to find the instructions on it. So just you throw the box away before you need to. Read the instructions. DTRFM.
I've got a good story about that. I'll make it kind of quick.
DRTFM.
DRTFM. Yeah. Didn't read the fucking manual.
That's right.
Waxing the side of the boat. I've been doing it for, 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
And every year it's like sucks. I even borrow this power buffer and try to get the wax off and it smears. It looks like shit. And I can spend all freaking day. It's just crap. It just sucks. For 4 years.
You have a power buffer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, So
it's not mine, baby, honestly.
So, so my wife helped me for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
And I started getting pissed. I go, this shit's so hard to get off this bull. And I saw her reading the bottle. I said, oh, frick. You know what? I've never read the bottle. After she's done reading the bottle, she goes, you know, you're not supposed to use a power buffer right after that, you know. So you serious? She goes, yeah. You're supposed to put it, and so she starts doing it right. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was gleaming. It was freaking awesome.
You had to let it dry first.
No, you just keep, it's compound stuff. So you just keep rubbing it on until most of it's off, and it takes the oxidization off the hull. And then you just get a rag over top, and it just comes right off and just sparkles.
So you were putting it on.
4 years, dude.
It.
Yeah, 4 years. It looked like shit, and I spent all day trying to do it.
So for 4 years, you didn't read the instructions?
No, and it took her to come. As soon as that first minute of trouble, she licked the bottle, started reading. I'm like, oh, fuck. I knew this is going to, she's reading the bottle. I know where this is going.
She was right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but aren't you glad she read it?
I am.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, read the instructions.
So, there's stupid things. People doing things before they read the instructions think, oh, I know how this works. And then they go and fuck it all up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd probably be me.
Yep.
Just saying.
All right. What else we got?
I don't know. You wrote them down.
Well, you're in a grocery store and you're going in for one thing.
Yep.
And there's somebody always standing in front of the stuff that you want to get. So, what do you do?
Well, you probably look at something else, look busy until they're done.
Yeah, stuff that you never intend on buying, no. But you're inspecting.
Well, that's being very polite.
Yeah, instead of saying, you know, mind moving over a tad so I can get this.
Or just reach in front of the person.
Or stand there tapping your toe with your hands on your hips. That helps too.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, I have done that though.
Yeah.
Oh, how about going into a grocery store, walking by the buggies and the baskets, walking in, go through the turnstile, and then you go in, you start shopping, realizing now you need a buggy or a basket, but you didn't grab one on the way in.
And
it's even worse with COVID because now you get screened, you have to wait in line, and then you walk in, you know, they let you in one at a time.
Now you're screwed.
Now you can't go back in the same way, you know? You're in. So now you got to try to carry everything.
And you need to grab one that's sanitized.
Pull your shirt out, put piles in there. Just saying.
Yeah, you should always grab at least a basket or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to... Something's on sale. I need to get that. Oh, crap. I didn't get a basket.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. How about eating a family-size jumbo bag of chips by yourself in one sitting?
And that's why you never sit down with a whole bag of chips. You take some out, put them in a bowl, and just eat those because you end up eating the whole thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you put them in a bowl, it's never enough. It's never enough. You want that little bit
more.
Well,
that's the problem. It should be enough. That's the problem.
But it's not. So you bring the whole bag and you just keep.
And before you know it, oh, crap, I just ate the whole thing.
First of all, then you feel guilty. It's like, how did I eat that whole bag of chips? You know? And then it's like panic. Well, if the wife knows I ate the whole bag of chips,
you're toast.
So, right? So you got to take a picture of the bag, rush out to the grocery store as soon as possible, and put a new bag back where that one
was. That's a chaw move.
Yeah, open them up, take a few out.
Yep.
Right? And then, yeah. And if they're sold out, that's even worse. Because then you got to buy a generic brand, go back home, keep the old bag, dump some chips into it, and throw the generic bag away.
That's genius. See?
And then when she goes to eat hers.
These Lay's don't taste right.
She goes to eat the chips. What the hell are these?
These are ketchup.
I think you should take them back.
When I was in Saudi, I was trying to lose weight and get in shape because there's nothing else to do there. So I, wanted to eat chips. And I thought, I can't keep buying these big bags of chips. So I bought the carton of the individual little bags. You know, the kind you buy for Halloween?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what? I'll just eat like one little bag at a time
mm-hmm.
and I'll eat less chips. You know what I did?
Ate the whole carton.
No, I ate about 5 or 6 bags at a time.
It's not enough, man.
I know.
Those little sample bags, those are for like handing out at Halloween.
I know.
Right? Little samples.
That strategy didn't work.
No. Well, you know, it depends what flavor you get. You wake up the next morning, especially if they're like dill or vinegar, you wake up and you got this, you have to pull your tongue off the roof of your mouth the next morning.
You know what the worst is? Yeah, the balsamic vinegar.
Oh my God.
Dude, the aftertaste is ridiculous. My skin starts to come off inside my mouth.
I know.
My number one is Lay's plain, just the plain old Lay's.
Ew, I don't like any plain chips.
Oh, no, I love Lay's plain. Number two, sour cream and onion, Lay's.
Yes.
Number three, barbecue.
Are you kidding me?
Those are my top three.
Wow. I told you, the Costco bag, that kick-ass bag at Costco.
Oh, with the Himalayan salt?
This Himalayan salt and pepper, the kettle chips.
They're awesome.
That's what we get too.
Yeah.
They're much more crunchy.
Those bags are massive for like $6.99.
And that's what you put back in a night?
No.
that thing is just like a potato sack, that thing.
I know.
It's huge.
That's pretty much my clothing now.
But they're great for dipping. Okay, what's your favorite dip?
I don't do dip.
Oh, you got to do dip.
No, I don't
do dip. The hell of a dip.
Hell of a good French onion.
French onion dip?
Yeah.
Astrid makes her own dip.
You know what other chip
she
I
makes
like?
Her own dip.
You know what other chip I like? Is lime and black pepper. Lime chips.
That sounds good.
You know what? You know why chips. I like that one? Because you can't eat as many.
Oh, I do, but I beg to differ.
Anyway, so sitting down, it's just a stupid thing to sit down with a whole bag of chips and open it up, because before you know it, you've gone through the whole damn thing.
And you
thing.
Just know, you just put on about 5 pounds.
Yep.
You know another podcast we should maybe do? Like either lies or manipulation people do. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, like we're doing. Like, I go out and buy a second tub of ice cream and put it back because I scarfed down the first one. And
so little forms of deception.
Deception or manipulation or lies or whatever.
I'll mark it down. We'll fine-tune that later.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. We could actually have some guest callers come in. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
But seriously, though, the wives can't be listening to our podcast.
Well, I promise, because I'm just as guilty now, so I'll make sure I won't hand you over.
Yes.
So I won't sell you out. I can help both of you.
All right, we'll fix you.
We'll deny everything.
It's okay.
Well, we can't.
You can't, buddy.
That's not my voice.
That's not me.
Yeah. All right. Got any more?
There's a lot of them. You know,
there's
like
so
little,
many
little things that people do. Like, I mean, you know those tongs that you use for salad or for picking stuff up?
The metal tongs. The ones that kind of held together with a little clip.
Yeah. So you take it out of the drawer. What's the first thing you do?
Click them.
Boop, boop. Let's make sure they still work. Boop, boop, boop. Click, click, click.
I like to think I'm beyond all that, but I'm not.
No, but you do it, don't you?
I do.
You got to click.
It's just a little bit of gratification, I think.
It's the thing about some type of, you know, auditory or visual
stimulation,
confirmation
something
that you need.
Yeah.
It's like this, the elevator thing, right? You need to know that you've had a part in making that thing work or verifying it.
That's right. Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah, we all do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else you got in your list there, Oat? I know we could keep going on and on, but I don't know.
I think one of the things you mentioned already about people speeding up to cut you off.
Well, I just had it happen today. Like, there's two lanes, and there was
one
I was in the right-hand lane.
It merges over.
No, it doesn't merge. There's two lanes, and there's this truck in the left lane going the same direction I am, but he was farther back than me. And then I noticed there was a transport truck unloading in my lane, way up ahead with his four ways on. And as soon as we both saw him, I heard the truck just tromp on it. Because you knew, okay, I'm going to need in. So he, instead of like flashing his lights and letting me in, because my lane was ending because of this truck, he was going to blow me away and just...
Or trap me in
or something. I'm thinking, well, why would you do that?
Because people are just
They're
like
just
that.
Evil, man. Like if I was driving the truck, I get more gratification out of waving someone in and seeing somebody wave up in their hand like, hey, thanks, man, as opposed to somebody
I win.
Yeah. Like, why would somebody want that kind of gratification? That,
I don't know.
And you know what?
It's all over now.
I have the same frustrations you guys do. I mean, I've always said, you want to find an asshole, go for a 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
But the other day, I was in the same kind of situation, and a guy was in the left-hand lane, except his lane was blocked. He sped up and just cut me right off. And I went, whoa. Mm-hmm. And I honked the horn. At the next stop sign where we both had to stop, he leaned out his window and waved to me and said, you know, like, kind of sorry.
And that makes it better.
And I went, you know what?
That's all you needed.
Instead of him pushing his finger out, giving me the bird saying, fuck you, which most people would do even though they're in the wrong, this guy apologized. Like, good for you, dude.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
I waved back. Like, it was nice to see somebody actually admitted when they were at fault.
Yeah.
Was that you behind me?
you'd be flashing the bird.
I would.
Yeah. Screw you, man.
You know what? Something else. You just reminded me of something. I was driving down a lane, and one guy, I don't think he saw me, and he cut in, and I had to, like, kind of hit the brakes, and so did he. And I thought, what the? Like, this freaking guy almost sideswiped me. So I kept driving, and then I saw him speed up to my left-hand side. I thought, oh, here we go. And it wasn't even my fault, right? Here we go. I see him roll down the window. My window was already open. He goes, hey, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry, though.
Yeah, see?
And I went,
nothing wrong with that.
And it makes it all good.
And that's almost sideswiped me, but I just said, okay, buddy, thanks. No problem, man. No problem. Everybody's cool.
There you go. Yeah.
Move on.
Great.
I move on.
But even when some people are wrong outright, for some reason they feel like,
wait a minute, I didn't do anything wrong.
You're the one that almost killed this. Well, why are you pissed and why are you calling me an asshole? just because they just get frustrated with the situation. Like,
I know. Yeah, or they sincerely think they're in the right, and that's even worse. And you're out there driving like that, and you think you're in the right? That's even worse, quite frankly.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because they're just going to do it to somebody else, too.
Well, we're just going to get frustrated. We keep on going.
Yeah, no. Let's get off of this topic.
All right. So, yeah, we can keep on. Well, you know, we're going to come back to some other topics in future podcasts, but I think that's enough bitching on this one.
You know the main reason I agreed to do these podcasts?
Why is that?
That if we ever do get popular one day,
yeah,
when we're at our height,
yeah,
all I'm going to say on one podcast is just announce, don't drive in the passing lane. I'm just going to go off.
Oh.
To get as many people listening as possible.
Why'd you have
possible?
To bring that up? That is my biggest pet peeve in the world.
Yeah. Everybody does it. That's what I'm hoping to do. When we get popular.
Nine out of 10 people are just stuck in the passing lane. Like, what are you doing? You're making me pass. I don't know.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Why'd you do that?
This is what I'm going to talk about when we're popular.
All right. Okay. So you have more people hear it.
Yeah. I'm saving it.
Okay. So if you're listening, whether it's this podcast, Weird and Wacky World, or Inside Rock, and you like what you hear and you want to hear more, make sure you tune in and subscribe to our podcast, but also share it. Send it off to other people.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Make your girlfriend listen.
Yeah.
Don't if you know my wife, don't let her hear it.
That's it. Yeah. Or Cha's wife either.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so share it. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But I think we're going to wrap it up for this session of Weird and Wacky World with Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabber Guys.
Remember to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcast, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.